College football is on the air. We welcome you live to Ron and Joyce Skipper Stadium in Pella. It is homecoming and a top 25 matchup. The American Rivers Conference Championship might be on the line today with number 24 Central hosting number 20 Wartburg. McLaughlin with Claussen to his right. Takes a snap, wants to throw. Steps up, pressured, and sacked! He goes down back at the 45-yard line. Nate Ron makes the play for a 9-yard loss.
Yeah, and Ron went in pretty much uncontested, just right to the quarterback, and McLaughlin really never had a chance to set up.
Third down and 8. McLaughlin to throw. Has some time, now rolls out to his left, under pressure, fires it, jump ball in the end zone. Bannister is there and intercepts it. Cameron Bannister's fourth interception of the year just before the half.
Well, you said jump ball, and Bannister went up and got it. And again, a huge play by the Central defense.
First and goal for Central at the 7. The Knights have not allowed a touchdown in 4 straight games. 3 wide receivers. Downs takes the snap. Looking over the middle, lobs it to the end zone. Howard makes the catch. Touchdown, Central!
Man, you've almost got to say that was easy, you know? I mean, compared to what we saw.
Downs has 2 receivers left, 3 to the right. Claps his hands, takes the snap, looks right, throws right. It's new, makes the catch. Touchdown. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Central. Ryan New, a 6-yard score.
Well, 2 of the most impressive drives you're going to see. The previous one where we scored and now this one. And an extra point away from taking the lead.
The Knights had a 10-0 halftime lead. They made it 13-0 early in the third quarter. Central charged back to go ahead 14-13. And then the Knights have scored 2 straight touchdowns. It's 28-14, and Wartburg has a 3rd-and-1 at midfield. They take the snap. It's a handoff and first down run.
Fumble.
Ball is on the ground and recovered by Central. Stevie Maddox Jr. comes up with a recovery, racing down the far sideline and finally bounced out at midfield.
We said 11 times they put the ball on the ground, only lost it once. And there's number 12 and a big turnover by Central.
3rd-and-goal from the 6. Rolfs to the right of Ketchum for some extra protection. Brady, end zone, open receiver, caught. Touchdown, Central. Logan Mott, a 6-yard score.
And you got to feel good for Ketchum there to be able to sit that long, come in and lead a drive 52 yards for a touchdown that gives you a chance.
Onside kick to the far side of the field. Sunbolt gets
bounce,
a big
bounce,
and it's up in the air. It's loose on the ground and recovered by Central. At least Central says so.
Yeah, Central's got it, and it clearly went 10 yards. Just the perfect kick. Got the bounce you want.
3rd-and-4. Ketchum takes a snap. Fires to the right side. Open cover at the 30, and he's loose. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Central. Carson Cummer, 49 yards. 1st-and-goal at the 1 for Wartburg. 28-28 game, and they go under center for the first time all day. McLaughlin with the eye backfield behind him. Takes a snap, hands it off to Claussen, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Wartburg. 22 seconds remaining, and the Knights take a 34-28 lead. It's been a great game in front of a massive crowd on homecoming Saturday at Ron and Joyce Skipper Stadium. And now Central has brought Brady Ketchum back in at quarterback.
I think they saw that. They're going to go underneath and try to lateral the ball back and forth, I would guess.
3.6 seconds remaining. Should be the last play of the game, barring a penalty. Wartburg leads 35-28. Central at their own 47. Ketchum winds up and is sacked. The ball is on the ground. It's still loose. It's eventually picked up by Wartburg. The Knights kneel it out, and the Knights hold on. Final score, Wartburg 35, Central 28.